This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russian shelling of Ukrainian frontline villages kills four and hits the top floors of an apartment block in Dnipro. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The attacks came as Russia continues to stretch out Ukrainian forces in several areas along the 1,000-kilometer front. Moscow has stepped up airstrikes in a bid to drain Ukraine's resources, often targeting energy facilities and other vital infrastructure. Kyiv has also struck back at Russia with its own aerial attacks. Local officials in Kursk say a Russian drone strike has killed at least five people, including two children. Without addressing the attack, Russia's defense ministry said six Ukrainian drones had been shot down overnight over the country's Tver, Bryansk and Belgorod regions, as well as over the annexed Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Despite the war, schools across Ukraine are celebrating the end of the academic year. Some of them have a distinctive military air to them. Mylan Oshidyuk has the story.
Russia's invasion has made changes to the school's curriculum that now includes first aid training, navigation, damming, tactical paintball, and military English vocabulary.
Our main task is to develop their responsibility and leadership qualities so they can lead others from the start.
Ukraine's military type schools with intensive military and physical training for students were inherited from Soviet times. Today, most have been transformed into elite educational centers that are hard to get into. Over 2,000 young men graduate from Ukraine's 26 military schools every year. Most of them will form the backbone of the young officer corps of the armed forces of Ukraine. Omelyan Oshchudlyak for VOA News, Lviv, Ukraine.
The United Nations says workers have begun moving tons of humanitarian aid that have been piled up at a United States-built pier off Gaza's coast and distributing it to warehouses in the besieged territory. It's an important step as the U.S. considers whether to reconnect the pier, whose functioning has been challenged by heavy seas. It is not clear when the aid might reach Palestinians in Gaza, where experts have warned of high risk of famine in the war between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. has presented new language to intermediaries, Egypt and Qatar, aimed at trying to jumpstart stalled Israel-Hamas negotiations. Ecuador is struggling to choke off gun trafficking routes that have fueled a surge in homicides. Reuters was the first media organization granted access to police bullet tracing efforts, a key component in the country's fight against crime. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
The surge of violence has sparked a crackdown on black market weapons.
Sin embargo, la cantidad...
Major Efrain Arguello, who heads a National Forensic Investigations Unit, tells Reuters that it has been slow work, as only 900 guns have been traced out of the more than 40,000 seized since 2019. Police told Reuters that Ecuador has just 8 microscopes for bullet tracing in a country of 17 million. Police seized nearly 10,000 guns across Ecuador last year. Police said at least a quarter of the guns traced were legally acquired in the United States, but they generally have no record of legal entry to Ecuador.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Beryl has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Barbados's Meteorological Service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 1,060 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.